Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome to the Sunday show for May 20th, 2012. This is Gwen. I'm here with Jack today. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Gwen. Hi, everybody out there. Hope you're having a great day.
This is an eclipse broadcast. It began over Japan 30 minutes ago. A few notes, though, before we move on. You know, Bradley Manning has been imprisoned for 727 days without a trial for helping people he never would meet. Yeah. We owe this guy for his bravery and his integrity to stand. What he did was he stood up for the right side of humanity. And John Pilcher said something pretty spectacular. I quote him when I say, "Who among the fawners and loveys at Clooney's Hollywood Money Fest shouted, 'Remember Bradley Manning?' To my knowledge, no prominent spokesperson for gay rights has spoken against Obama's or Biden's hypocrisy in claiming to support same-sex marriage while terrorizing a gay man whose courage should be an inspiration to all, regardless of sexual preferences."
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's a real horror story what's happened to that poor guy. I feel so sorry for him. And I only hope and pray that someday he will be released and he will be vindicated and he will be rewarded for the tremendous sacrifice that he has made.
Well, remember Daniel Ellsberg, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Last night and today, several of our brothers and sisters of Occupy and so many other groups like the nurses' unions and PINK are putting themselves in harm's way for all of us. They're protesting in the streets of Chicago, and they're doing their level best to arouse attention to the G8, quote, leadership meeting there, who've come to find the less common burden for national communities of people who are genuinely sick and tired of being fucked by leadership whose most common goal is profit, you know?
It's just an exploitation meeting is all it is. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, let's go back a moment and remember. Take a listen. Solidarity with our friends in Chicago.
Yes, and those words in that song are as relevant today as they were when they were first recorded and broadcast way back when.
Hey, amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible.
I was pounding the streets back then. We have a caller. I think this may be our guest. 201 area code. Hello?
Hi there. This is Lori Arbeiter and Sarah Wellington.
Right, from Occupy the Landscape, the We Will Not Be Silent Artists Collective, correct?
That's right. Yes.
Hi. Right. Welcome aboard.
There. Well, thank you. Can you hear us very well?
Yes.
We can hear you just fine. Thanks for calling in, Lori. I actually, if you'll give us a moment here, I'd really love to play your video. That okay? The soundtrack?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
So let me put this up.
On Saturday, May 26, 2012, the We Will Not Be Silent Artist Activist Collective is organizing a public action. Occupy the Landscape is a 22-mile walk from Woodstock through Saugerties to Catskill, New York. Walkers will carry signs emboldened with a different human right. This walk for human rights and towards social and economic justice will raise money for the Greene County Council on the Arts and WGXC 90.7 FM. Join us to walk 22 miles or 1 mile. For information, email us at info@wewillnotbesilent.net. Sign up on Facebook at Occupy the Landscape event page or call 917-915-6115.
Folks, let's help them out, okay? Keep in mind, look for them on Facebook. They need the help we can give.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I played that on Friday's show for my Occupy mic check show. And Lori, Sarah, you ladies there with me still?
Sure. Oh, we're still here. Still here.
You all gave us, I was looking at all of the pictures, and you have a wonderful presence with the black and just the white printing on your placards and on your dress. Is that something that you do for every event? That is that, I don't know, what's the word, the adjective, does that define you guys?
Well, I think, yes, now it does, in terms of people who have worn the shirts and seen the images, the language emboldened in that way. And some of what led us to do that is because we're interested in the language, people embodying the language, or it appearing in places in a bold way, but we're also interested in it being captured photographically. And we have been thanked by many a photographer and videographer, but because that really reads so well from a distance or close up, and it's it has a very power to see the language in white against black. So that's what we want people to actually focus on. Our shirts and our material doesn't have any websites on it. It doesn't have any way for people to trace it back to us, because we're most concerned with that, the language being what is encountered and remembered, and that stays with people, not it being about us or an organization. It's really about the statements that people encounter. And we started out with a statement called that was written actually historically in 1942, the statement, "We Will Not Be Silent." And at that point, we wanted to make shirts with that to unify five activists in 2006 that were going to go out into the public space in New York City with an American flag. I was one of them, that said, "No allegiance to war, torture, and lies." So we wanted to wear something to unify us as well, because we think that also is a powerful way to be received or seen in the public space. So we actually wanted to make five, and the printer would only make 36. And then we met to decide to go for the extra 31, and we're over 60,000 of those shirts being worn in six different languages all over the world.
Great.
So something we didn't anticipate happened, even like we didn't see that coming, and it actually was quite a remarkable
thing. The distinction that you created with the black and white is incredible. It's working. You've been incredibly successful. Can you ladies, can you please explain where we will not be silent comes from in greater depth. Tell our listeners.
Yes, sure. In 2006, as I said, we were doing this action, and I went separate from that to see a film called Sophie Scholl. And Sophie and her brother Hans Scholl were part of the White Rose Resistance in Nazi Germany in 1942 and 43. And some of that resistance some of those people in that resistance, which was very small, it was a small collective, were artists. And they were working out of a studio where they had a printing press. And again, here is the power of language and sometimes the threat to the abusive power of the government's hands. They were printing up leaflets at that time in the thousands, which was no small feat. And they were then distributing them through the mail system in Germany, all over Germany, and sending them anonymously into the German households. So when people were coming home from the end of their day and getting their mail, they were picking up these anonymous tracts that were imploring the people to rise up and to basically resist or overthrow the Nazi regime. And they were hunted for 2 years by the SS, and they for 2 years kept this up, and 6 leaflets went out, and the 4th one was signed, "We will not be silent. We will be your bad conscience. We will not let you rest in peace." And so we learned about that. I did, and I was in a small collective of artists and activists, and we decided that would be the statement we wore when we were protesting against the abusive power by the Bush administration, against torture, the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, and the occupations. And so that's how we discovered the White Rose. And we then distributed every shirt a postcard that actually taught about the White Rose resistance, as well as
That is fabulous. I love that. And, you know, those two activists, Hans and Sophie Scholl, they were quite young. They were in their early 20s, as I recall.
Yes. Sophie, 21, Sarah said. I think Hans was 21 and Sophie was even younger.
Yeah.
She was first involved, and she got involved because she found out about it. And his judgment, but she was determined and became a very key member, taking great risk.
They were very brave, and they both were hunted down and finally caught, and they were executed in Nazi Germany, and as a big tragedy. And I remember reading about them many years ago, and I've always held them in great esteem ever since, because they were incredibly courageous. And anybody who challenges the status quo and stands up for what they believe in and what is right, they are courageous people. And people do it at varying degrees of risk, and it's a marvelous sight to behold.
Yes. You know what's really remarkable, too? I had a chance very briefly to visit Germany. I actually went with a group when Bush was meeting Merkel for the first time, and I went there, and what I discovered is that the monuments right now to the White Rose are pervasive in Germany, because that is their, right now, that is their honor, you know, that there was a German resistance.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's an incredible tale, and I wish you very much success in your latest endeavor, and I hope it yields a lot of fruit, because boy, there's a lot of corruption out there and a lot of bad things going on aside from torture and illegal warfare and complicit behavior. I mean, there's all kinds of nasty stuff going on out there, and the more we can highlight it, and the more we can make awareness against it, the better off we'll all be in the end.
Well, we're carrying 200, we're looking for 200 humans to carry 200 rights to occupy the landscape next week, and for the at least for the last mile, we'll walk 21 carrying some of them, but at the last mile we hope we have a single file of 200 or more people to come
Great.
Into Catskill carrying the human rights.
Oh, I hope you're successful,
rights.
And I wish I was out there with you.
No,
you're with us. You're out there with us.
You bet.
Thank
in
you
spirit.
Yes.
So, ladies, do you have anyone who is going to chronicle this for you with a video or anything?
Yes, we have several people coming along, still photographers, and at least one we know for certain, a videographer. And probably along the way, I bet we'll have all those unsuspecting people coming around the curves and over the hill seeing us that will probably use social media that day without even
sure.
anticipating they're about to, because I think we're going to be photographed and
oh,
probably,
sure you will.
I hope.
And another thing, too, keep in mind, as you're out doing this, you're going to gather more people along the way. I mean, it is invariable that people follow activity. And when they see what's
yes.
going on, you're going to find a lot of kindred souls that are going to join you and hopefully help in the carrying and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think that will happen. I think we're anticipating that, too. And actually,
Great.
We have a quote from Joan Baez, which is, action is the antidote to despair. So
Great.
I think
that's
outstanding.
Truth. What
yeah.
led you to choose the route that you've chosen? And tell us, what is the actual route you're going to be taking, your 22 miles, and why did you choose it?
Well, we were in an installation right now in Catskill through Occupy with Art, and it's a project through the Green County Council of the Arts. It's called Wall Street to Main Street. And Catskill is an extraordinarily hard-hit town, and there's a lot of harm that's been experienced because of the economic warfare in this country against
mm-hmm.
foreign working-class people. So they're trying. There's a lot of storefronts that are empty, unfortunately. So they're using art to try to bring attention to that and also bring people into the town. So we were chosen to do an installation in Catskill, which has been up since March 17th. And our installation has 85 pictures, portraits of people who have worn our shirts all over the world, including images from the raid on Zuccotti Park and the General Assembly that happened at sunrise in New York City the next day. So we have
mm-hmm.
a constellation of images in that exhibition, and we were given a day to do anything we wanted to bring attention. And so we decided, instead of keeping it inside of Catskill, we would tie three communities together and get everybody more involved with each other. And we decided the way to do that is to walk through the
Great.
Communities.
Do you have a website to help popularize your cause?
Well, we have wewillnotbesilent.net, and
okay.
where people can find out a lot about the T-shirt and language project. And
Great.
Then Occupy the Landscape is the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And We Will Not Be Silent, Occupy the Landscape is the event page and on Facebook, and We Will Not Be Silent is our Facebook page. And
okay.
we would love more and more people to like We Will Not Be Silent. Help spread the word.
Lori or Sarah, whichever one, who's doing most of the speaking? Is it Lori or is it Sarah?
It's Lori, but here's Sarah. Hi.
Well, I was just trying to distinguish to be polite in addressing you guys.
Oh.
What I wondered is, can you tell us some of the signs that are going to be carried that are those wonderful black placards with the white lettering? What I know it's human rights, but I saw so much. I would just love to let our listeners hear what some of the rights are that you guys are putting on your signs.
Okay, this is Lori. I'll start by saying that the very first statement that came to mind and just came through my mind, it was the right to memory. That's where it began. That's where the whole human rights project that we're involved in now began with the Right to Memory. And then we started from there, and there are over 200 of them.
Lori, can you explain? Could you explain just a little bit about the Right to Memory, just the idea of it?
Yeah. Well, I think that it's very complex, but I think that one of the things is that we must remember history and not just the history that and what is a construction from outside of us, but that what we with our critical minds can construct from knowledge and people storytelling and looking between histories that have been written to understand what really has happened before us. And some of the trauma and tragedy of our history because of destructive forces, we cannot forget. And we not only can't forget it, we have to act in the name of those people that have suffered before us in order for us to truly not repeat it. And mm-hmm. actually not only not repeat it passively, but to actually actively oppose repetitions of the same kind of tragedy and the
Wonderful.
Same kind of trauma or abuse of power. So that's where it began, the Right to Memory. There's much more to say about it because there's also manipulations of our, you know, memories and knowledge
right.
and history.
Right.
Well, it's a resistance to abuse, and that's great.
Of the news is a lot of that too. That's really wonderful. What are some of the other rights that you're going to embolden on your signs during the walk?
Yeah, well, this is Sarah. Something very exciting happened just the other day. We got an email from one of the organizers of the Saugerties Farmers Market, which we will happen to be walking by on the very first day of the season, and they emailed us and they said, "We are very excited about your walk, and we would like to invite you to stop and have some fresh lemonade and cold water and to speak to the people that will be at the farmers market about what
wow,
you're doing."
Nice.
And then she wrote, "I hope you have some signs that address the issues that might be at hand concerning the farmers market." And wouldn't you know it, we have the Right to Farm, the Right to Food Sovereignty, the Right to the Fruits of Your Labor, the Right to Wholesome Food, and many more. We have over 200 now, but we are
oh,
going
superb.
To... Right, and it just so happened the very first day we'll be walking by, so it was
cool.
really exciting to get that email.
That's wonderful.
So I can give you an idea from the Right to Memory to the Right to Wholesome Food. Inside of there is also the right to assemble and the right to free speech, but also the right to see the horizon and the right to joy. So it's a constellation of rights, both legal in the sense what we are, where many people would feel are our legal rights, but also poetic,
mm-hmm.
horizontal rights as opposed to vertical by the law, but horizontal. Rights is what it means to be human and humane, and that it's the combination of both that is powerful and poignant.
It's all encompassing.
Yes, well, to be human should be.
Very true.
So are there any places that you want people to go to specifically to look besides the Facebook page that where they can find out and maybe a phone number that they might communicate with you to better hook up with the walk and join in with you?
Yeah, well, the Facebook page and the website, on the website wewillnotbesilent.net, current events. If they go to current events, that has a very extensive directions of where we will be and how to hook up and how to speak with us, communicate with us. We are encouraging that last mile in Catskill, New York, which will be at the Price Chopper inside the mall there. It's an outside mall with 9W meets 23A. But all that is pretty spelled out in on that site. And the number, I think the number is also on that site where they can contact. Well, I'll give the number. It's the 917-915-6115. And that will be directly to one of us.
Wonderful.
Do you have a way for people to donate to your cause?
Right.
Sure. Again, that will be on the website at current events. There is a donation button. There's also a way they can click donate, and there's also direction there where they can make a check out to Greene County Council of the Arts. This
okay.
is a pledge by mile, and people are pledging now. But we do realize that people are in different economic conditions, so
right.
we don't prescribe how much you can pledge. So you,
sure.
you know how much.
Any amount is welcome.
Any amount is welcome, and it goes to split between the Greene County Council of the Arts and the local Catskill Community Radio, WGXC.
And to make it clear for our listeners, what is the exact website address again?
WeWillNotBeSilent.net.
.net, great, super.
Event.
Great, current/current event,
so
okay.
Yes. We so appreciate your having us on and to speak with your listening audience.
We appreciate what you're doing.
So important.
Listen, Occupy the Landscape is a very worthy event, and supporting
yes.
your collective and what you are all trying to accomplish. We're all supporting one another in all of this as it's going on. And this is a wonderful event. We're very happy to support you and to do what we can to put your information out there.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We have two signs. One, of course, the right to speak out, but we also have the right to be heard. And without your programs like this, it would be more challenging to be heard by as many people as will hear us now. So thank you.
Well, the more the merrier, and thank you very much.
All right. Great.
Good luck, ladies.
You.
Yep, good luck to you.
All righty. Thanks. Be well.
Good, and you too.
Enjoy the eclipse.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
What an astounding pair of young ladies. They're just they're so into it and so on top of it, and that's it's very encouraging to see that, you know.
Well,
and
they're doing an extraordinary job, and if
yes.
you go over to their page
mm-hmm.
or to Occupy the Landscape on Facebook, you'll see some of the absolutely wonderful signs that they have. It's all kinds of, we've got a couple of our folks in the chat room.
Great.
Let me take a moment to make a small break in our retinue here and play a little, one of my new experimental promos. Hang on
okay.
a sec here.
Great.
Hi, Gwen here. I wanted to remind you that every show on Here Be Monsters is sponsored by Roundtree7, and that's the number 7.com. Bringing knowledge to the social consciousness, plenty of wonderful writers and a videographer. And you can find us on Facebook with our chat group, which is Journey with Roundtree7. Look us up. We'd be happy to hear from you. Include you. Thank you.
Okay, look, I'm going
to get... very nice.
I'm going to get better at that.
That's great. It sounds great.
We actually, what do you call it? I'm discovering GarageBand, as they say. Listen, I wanted to include today, I found this wonderful post over on Facebook. Hey, where would we be without our networks? It was over on Oso's page, and it was posted by a young lady named Terry Lee,
Reform versus Revolution, and she puts out thoughts on this question mark. And there was a comment from Timmy Cat Chores, which these are all just names, but the words are important. Most Americans equate capitalism with breathing oxygen, so it's a tough argument to make. Mm-hmm. People want to know what you'll replace it with. When we say socialism, people parrot the propaganda they've been indoctrinated to believe.
Right.
They see us as extremists. That's why something other than revolutionary strategies exist. There are plenty of revolutionaries in the Occupy movement, but we're pretty much on the same page that people need to accept our ideas from them to understand them. So it seems to be more of a reform movement than a revolutionary one. This movement is less than a year old and has been quite effective within that approach. It needs to be said that revolutionaries should not change their tactics one bit and need to be at the core of the movement for it to maintain its integrity.
Yeah.
Personally, I agree on that.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion on strategy comes from speaking to blue-collar New Yorkers. I'm happy enough to have them understand what's corrupt about the system and accept that something needs to be done about, and to have them understand why there are people in the streets. I'm not about to argue for the overthrow of capitalism to my neighbors. They must come to that conclusion on their own.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a different experience talking to your plumber, electrician, and your cable TV guy, I'd like to know exactly what you said. I thought that was wonderful. This is why, you know, networks like Twitter and the feed that goes back and forth and places like Facebook have such value to us right now. The support we give to one another and the distribution of all these different ideas.
Right.
Like going over to check out and see what's going on with Oso this morning, I encountered this thought, and this thought has shifted my day and put me into a pattern of thinking
mm-hmm.
that really, I mean, it makes a pretty big difference, you know?
Well, the writer has a very good point about the difference between reform and revolution, and revolutionaries should indeed guide the reform. Otherwise, reform has a tendency to become corrupted and softened. And not everything has to be at the point of a gun. You know, people have to get this idea out of their head that all revolutions are bad and evil and destructive. Many of them are evolutionary and as well as revolutionary and are very positive. And the end result is tremendous, and that's what we're all working for with the Occupy movement and the various leftist movements that are out there.
Well, it's quite true, and there are several distinctive examples, past and present, that tell us that the nonviolent form of revolution or movement, that is what works in the long run,
right.
and provides a greater anchor. It's worked in South America. The thing is that there are many people out there in America who are getting nothing but propaganda. I saw, Jack, a video today of some people in the protest last night in Chicago on the streets after the
mm-hmm.
cops in a van had just absolutely mowed a guy down who wouldn't move.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No.
Do
that's
not,
being a bully. Like, and you know what? You never get adherence to your cause by being a bully, by being aggressive or being offensive. You know, this passive resistance and the nonviolent approach is the only way to go. It inherently builds support. And to be a bully and to be aggressive and to be offensive, that just turns people off, or it makes them join you in fear, and then they can't wait to hop out as soon as they can. So, you know, you got to have some solidarity, and you'll never achieve that by bullying people into submission.
That's really quite true. And the idea of propaganda from these
mm-hmm.
professional journalists,
quote,
that are covering the NATO protest is resonating loud and clear, I think, through the Occupy
mm-hmm.
and their brother and sister groups out there protesting. They see the propaganda points of CNN and even the local news in Chicago standing up to these propagators of government and corporate lies is a courageous and awakening act.
Good, and I hope we get a lot more of it because it's very, very much needed.
Well, these guys are liars, and when they're not given the ground to spew the company line on, when people stand up to it like I saw in this video, these people, and these are not all kids either. These are people our age, people middle, in their 30s, in their 20s. And
there are people who are aware.
Yes, they're waking up more and more. People are waking.
Mm-hmm.
It begins to translate in the broadcast. Something is wrong. And I think people are beginning to understand that, most folks, they may go over to CNN or to, a great many go over to Fox, but not as many as you would think, just boisterous bastards. But people, by and large, they're not going to keep buying this crap. Not when the fact is,
Well, it's not self-fulfilling. It's defeatist to go along with it. You just defeat yourself, and you end up short-circuiting your own dreams and your own aspirations by going along with this obvious bullcrap.
Well, you know, there are a few people still that are broadcasting. Like, I do like Chris Hayes.
Oh, yeah.
This morning I caught him and he was talking and
mm-hmm.
he has a good integrity. I can see where he winces even as he's speaking into the microphone when he's saying something that he realizes is an obvious corporate crap that he has to dish out. Even about the nation. I mean, he even gets it that some of the left-leaning bullshit is selling out, on his
mm-hmm.
side of the street.
Right.
And I think that he grasps it.
Well, you can always trust purists like him and Naomi Klein and most of the time Christina VandenHeuvel. And, these are inherently good people that don't feed you a line of corporate bullcrap.
Well, and people, Jane Hamshaw has been almost cut off from being on any kind of broadcast video because she doesn't capitulate to the I call now the left line on television.
They've co-opted it and they've made it one of their own and they've perverted it in the process. So we're not getting the truth anymore.
Right. It's propaganda. It's really disheartening to see someone like, Rachel Maddow become the whitewasher for the White House. And as much, I used to really love Big Ed. And it's awful.
Well, he's come out pro-Obama all the time, and he's not ever critical of him, very seldom. And that's a shame to see because I give Ed Schultz a lot more credit than that. But and Rachel too, for that matter. And I think final analysis of things, they're good people, but they've allowed themselves to be manipulated by the powers that be, and that's unforgivable.
Been co-opted by a paycheck, or they've been co-opted, and that's selling out, that's really a pretty awful example to actually put up in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
I that's why I see sometimes Chris Hayes actually wincing when he's speaking, and I think, he's having a problem.
He's very honest. You can tell.
Yeah, he's having a problem here.
Right.
And it's you wonder basically what's going to happen with would the future of, you know, we've got, I saw Dan Rather on Bill Maher, and he put an extraordinary piece of footage out by saying what he saw as the decline of journalism once was by calling it corporate messaging. And also, you know, readily and handily saying that basically he was fired because he told the truth and he didn't toe the line when he had, you know, outed George W. for being...
Well, George W. and Dick Cheney were part of that neocon conspiracy, and that's exactly what they were. They were conspiring to have all the attention drawn favorably their way. They didn't want any dissent whatsoever. They wanted to completely lie to the American public over and the world over and over and over again, unchallenged. And when somebody rose up to challenge them, they had to be squashed. And that's exactly what they did. And those people are despicable. And unfortunately, they're still out there.
Well, it's true, but, you know, I'm told that Cheney and Bush can't travel very far anymore because...
Good, they both get thrown in jail as war criminals.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No problem. So the other thing that's going on today is that there is a huge eclipse. We were speaking just prior to going on.
Mm-hmm.
About it. It began about 45 minutes ago in Japan, and it's going to go on throughout up till 9 something this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an annular eclipse, and they're calling it the Ring of Fire. And I was explaining to you it's because the moon will be moving in front of the sun, but it's at the wrong distance to completely block it out right now. It's closer to the Earth, or it's further away, excuse me, from the Earth. Boy, I wish David would call in and explain this. You know,
it makes sense. And what we're getting is a kind of a partial eclipse, and it's big enough to be noticed, and it's enough to make a corona of the sun's rays.
Yes, they're calling it a ring of fire,
right?
And so that, for me, it's I think of it as basically a shutdown, and then a gear back up of sun's energy. You know, when you wipe it, a machine shutting down and taking a pause, and then rebooting up again. So I think we're getting rebooted here.
Yeah, well, it's, I wish politically and economically we'd get rebooted.
That's the other thing, it's the G8. You know, we were discussing before the show, and Chris Hayes was talking about this morning how because of all of this, especially Greece and in Italy, there are some openly fascist and hate groups that have actually gained themselves some seats in politics abroad, which you're going to see. We saw the Tea Party come in, and you can't tell me those folks aren't a lot of haters.
Well, when people are desperate enough and they're angry enough and they're not quite informed enough, they reach out to anything that attracts them, and sometimes it's a hateful group that has the right words for them. And that's unfortunately what we're starting to see in certain parts of Europe, and they won't gain a majority, that's for sure. But it's distressing to see that, and especially with the G8 perpetrating this nonsense that the World Bank does and the IMF and everybody else about austerity measures and all this nonsense. It's harmful to regular people, and it's beneficial to the wealthy, and that says it right there.
Well, you know, Obama's already made a statement today about the meeting that they had in Camp David. And he was downplaying austerity measures and speaking about, basically, about spending and injecting into the economy, which is the right thing to say.
Right.
At the right time. I'm sure he gained no glad handing from the IMF, but it seems to me the IMF and Wall Street and the Fed are all the same bed, the same sheet.
They are. They're terrible. Yep.
Corners.
Yep.
And it's election year. I don't believe one word that any of those people in those rooms are saying, including the new president of France. Or, I mean, they showed pictures of these folks. And it was stunning to me that I had no idea that the high minister and the prime minister of Canada were going to be there. I mean, all of these people are gathered together, mm-hmm. and they're sitting around discussing political...
Oh, they're going to screw everybody else.
But they really have no power to do anything.
I know. It's
do they?
It's a meeting of no minds.
Yes, nothing. I mean, it's all, and Merkel, as far as any kind of enforceable strategy or politic she makes at this meeting is falling fawn, because she's going to be elected, she's going to be ousted from power.
Right. Yeah.
Because of her austerity and her non-compliance with what the people are genuinely looking at, with no
right.
no nuclear energy and no nuclear...
I think the revolutionary vote in France is going to have an incredibly big effect. Now, some people are calling this guy a champagne socialist. I don't care what their names are. The fact is he is against these austerity measures. He's swept into power, and it immediately had its effect on Greece. They said to hell with this stuff too. And, you know, it's going to sweep across Europe. These anti-austerity measures are going to gain in popularity. People hate them already. They hate austerity. And it's going to slowly but surely be overturned.
They're getting pushed, the bankers and the leadership.
They should be.
Nothing but fucking the people for profit.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's going to get pushed further into a corner throughout this year, I think.
I hope so.
Also in the chat room is bringing up the point that Jamie Dimon from JPM at Chase. Is also Fed director and a crook. He's the backslapping buddy of none other than Barack Obama.
Oh yeah, you bet. Yep.
He didn't step down.
He's what we call limousine liberals. He's a phony. He's a phony Democrat. That isn't a Democrat at all. He's a corrupted Democrat, if he's a Democrat at all. And I question his Democratic credentials, because the guy sure doesn't act like a man of the people. He acts like a pig. And what can I say?
But he is one of the directors of the New York Fed. Thanks, Oso, for putting that in. You could call in and talk about it. The other thing that is being said by Krell is that NATO is all about predatory resource allocations and whack-a-mole military planning, which is really, that's significantly illuminating. I mean, that's
very
that's
true. Yeah.
That's pretty much hitting the nail on the head there.
I'd like to say briefly, I agree 100% with these assertions that are being made. And I would like to add to it by encouraging people to, I'll trumpet my own site. I have a post up right now in honor of Rick Hanauer, Nick Hanauer, I'm sorry, a venture capitalist who has the right vision. He understands the necessity of poor and middle-class people having enough money to actually buy the goods that are produced. He understands the relationship between their having enough money and their spending enough money to resuscitate the economy, and he laughs in the face of these people that are calling the wealthy jobs creators. He says jobs creation occurs simply because of economic conditions that are favorable to the middle class and poor, having enough money to actually buy things that are produced. It stimulates demand, and it creates more profit and more business activity. And this guy is on the money. He's got a 6-minute video that was recently released, and it's the guy talks nothing but common sense. He completely refutes this Mitt Romney nonsense about job creation and how the wealthy can't be taxed. And it's a bunch of crap that Romney's saying, and this guy's calling him right on the carpet. Plus, this guy's got a net worth of 4 times what Romney has. He's been around the capitalist block. He knows what he's talking about, and I like this guy. And I encourage everybody to go to the Saturday Afternoon Post and look at my blog and take a look at the link down at the bottom. Just click on it, and you'll see this video for yourself. It is absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, good. I'm going to add long stretching here. Pardon me. Whack-a-mole meaning, and I'm explaining what Krell meant, that the USC, meaning the US sees its lone superpower status as a tool for exceptionalism, therefore any country that declares increase in their military or is seen even as the remote threats must be dealt with swiftly. Look at the big pivot towards China. And Krell's right. David's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
pardon me. It definitely is. Hang on just a minute.
Yeah, go ahead, dear. Yeah.
Well, I want to play this. This is
okay,
I
great.
Get your comeback because we were going to do a minute with you about the lies of Romney. So take a listen to this, though.
Okay, go ahead.
And then there is this.
What would a Romney presidency be like? Day one, President Romney immediately approves the Keystone Pipeline, creating thousands of jobs that Obama blocked. President Romney introduces tax cuts and reforms that reward job creators, not punish them. President Romney issues order to begin replacing Obamacare with common sense health care reform. That's what a Romney presidency will be like.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Good God.
Jack.
What a liar. You know, This reward jobs creators with tax cuts. I'm sorry, they've been rewarded for the past 11 years with tax cuts, and absolutely nothing's come of it. You know, if I even hear the word tax cut one more time, I think I'm just going to bang my head against the wall. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, dear. Oh, boy. I hear you. I really
It is
do.
So ridiculous. And Romney, you know, the guy has so many lies. I'm going to start. Actually, Leslie Parsley of Parsley's Picks left on one of my previous posts a link that I'm going to check out that I have checked out already. It's the lies of Mitt Romney. They're all chronicled. There's tons of them.
I saw that.
And you know what? There's going to be more and more and more. That guy is a walking lie machine.
Well, I'm counting on you to bring them to the Sunday show every Sunday throughout the election season.
Well, I will start doing that. You can guarantee you can be guaranteed of that because this guy is just a phenomenal liar. Now, all politicians lie. Let's face it; they all stretch the truth their way. But some guys blatantly lie, and he just blatantly lies.
Yeah, that's really quite true. I would like to give you the commentary from your Roundtree pals in the chat room. Jack also says that they can hear your head banging against the walls. But unfortunately, he would want to remind you that Leslie Parsley believes Obama is a saint.
No, I understand that political side of things, but that still doesn't diminish the fact that she submitted a great link against Romney.
Oh yeah, that's right. And so next Sunday we will look forward to getting some of the Romney lies from you.
Oh yes, and I will relish that opportunity.
Before we
I've just got to spend all of this next week sifting through them all.
Before we close down here, I want to play a little piece for Krell out there in the
Hi, David.
Out there in the chat room, because I had explained I had this one, but I couldn't find it the other.
Hey there, this is Gwen, and I'd like to remind you that, you little doobie-dibby iPhone frickadoodle. Well, let me start again. 4 p.m., Fridays, Mike Check on Here Be Monsters with Gwen Berry. You come on out by. Okay? No prick-a-doodles.
I kept that one. Oh, jeez. Well, we'll get better. We'll get better with those voiceover things. Jack, it's been another hour on a Sunday, and a Sunday with eclipse going on as we broadcast.
I'm drained of all energy.
Jeez, listen. Before we sign off, I really want to send the energy out and the love out to all our brothers and sisters on the streets of Chicago tonight. Good on them. Yay. We're with you.
And the upcoming one for Occupy the Landscape.
And for Occupy the Landscape. And we will not be silent collective of artists. Please remember, go over to Facebook, folks, and take a look for Occupy the Landscape. This week, they're going to have a walk in upstate New York. And also sending the love out to the chat room, to over to England, to Oscar, who's in there today, and to David, to Krell, and to Oso, for being with us, and whoever else is listening out there. Jack, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Gwen.
And you have a very, very healthy week. And,
yeah, you too.
Say a prayer for Peggy's friend, DJ Danny, who's been arrested. Occupy the walk. She was on with me Friday on Mic Check. She put some of the kids up when they were up in Flagstaff with her, and he is one of the kids who got arrested in the bogus arrests in Chicago. Yes, please, people, hold a good energy. If you pray prayers, if you just do energy or good thoughts, just do it. Send it out to all of the people who are being, I don't mean to include people with radical bad intent. I mean
who
are being arrested for no good reason on the streets of Chicago right now.
Right.
So keep it in mind. And thank you, Oso, for reminding us. And we'd also like to ask you, if you got the time, folks, to also remember to say a prayer for Jack's brother and his good health.
Oh, thank you. He's dying of cancer, but we're hoping that he's one of the miracle cures somehow, but we'll see what happens.
The quality of his time should not be dismissed, so whatever good time there is. So as Oso said, God bless Jack's brother, okay?
Oh, thank you, Oso. Yeah, you're a good man. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening this week. We'll look forward to hearing from you next week, and we'll look forward to presenting you with a slew of Romney lies.
There you go. Thanks, Jack. Until next Sunday, this has been the Sunday show for Here Be Monsters. I'm Gwen Berry, and with me was Jack Jodell, and we appreciate you coming by to listen. All of our listeners, really appreciate you, folks. Don't forget on Fridays to tune in to Wild Wild Left with Diane G. She puts on a great show, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of who else we got out there. Oh, right up, Progressive News Network with Rick Spezak.
Please. Oh, yeah.
Good night, Jack.
Good night, Gwen. Good night, everybody. Have a great week.